I'm Antonia Gonzalez, and this is Our Living Lands. Four tribes in the Columbia River Basin, Pacific lamprey, are a key traditional food, but dams and climate change are threatening lamprey populations. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke to Kanan Moses Connor, a lamprey technician for the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, about their lamprey conservation efforts.
Long before the dams, the Pacific lamprey swam these waters. Here are the sounds of Kanan releasing the lamprey into the river. Here's our conversation. Can you share why lamprey are so important to the Umatilla, Cayuse, and Walla Walla people and the broader Columbia River ecosystem?
They provided a lot of calories and a lot of protein and a lot of fat during the lean times during the winter months for us. Stories I've heard was because they have seven gill ports on the side of their body. And when we first seen that, like the people, they seen it as a sign, as it was a sacred fish. But as far as like for the ecosystem, you know, the lamprey, they are anadromous, so they go to the ocean, start in the freshwater, and go to the ocean and come back. And they provided a lot of nutrients for the river systems that they brought back from the ocean.
And with rising water temperatures and changing river flows and habitat loss, you know, like due to dams and climate change is posing, you know, serious threats to lamprey. What specific impacts have you seen and how is this affecting tribal conservation efforts?
After they built the dams, a lot of habitat was lost because there just wasn't a lot of places for the juveniles to rear. I mean, the rising temperature, like with climate change, it just comes with, you know, not enough snow in the wintertime. So by the time summer rolls around, you know, our river's looking more lower volume of water, higher temperatures. And a big thing with that, too, is agriculture. So I think just the river being drained so much by the diversions canals for agriculture has a big impact on migrating fish at the time.
You know, the Umatilla tribe has been at the forefront of lamprey restoration. Could you break down some of the key project that your team is working on to bring lamprey back to the Columbia River Basin?
First and foremost, it's food for us. So the main thing we want to do is bring the river systems back to natural production. So the ways we are doing that are translocation is our main one, where we go and trap lamprey from the main stem Columbia from the dams. And we trap the fish there, and then we haul them up to one of our holding facilities. We hold the fish there until springtime, until they're in spawn phase, and then we'll outplant them. And that is the biggest part of the project, because what we're doing is kind of forcing the lamprey to spawn in our rivers or the tributaries that we put them in. We also are improving passage. When the dams are first built, they were not built for lamprey whatsoever. We know before we started improving passage that lamprey at every dam, they were cut in half. So now what they're starting to do is improve the fish ladders by creating curves in the ladders instead of when they were built, it was just a bunch of, you know, 90 degree angles going up. And, you know, they were just made for salmon, basically. And we also are installing what we call LPSs, or lamprey passage systems, which is basically just like a big metal slide, which makes it easier for the lamprey to crawl over the dam. And so far, I can tell you that we are getting pretty positive results, because the release sites that we outplanted those fish at, there's actually taking hold.
You know, indigenous knowledge has always guided sustainable land and water stewardship. How does the Umatilla tribe incorporate traditional ecological knowledge into modern conservation strategies for lamprey?
When we do harvest lamprey, because we do have a harvest in lamprey in late June, early July, we don't ever take more than we need. We're not over harvesting lamprey because of, you know, the population. And so we've always just taken, you know, what we needed. And that's what we do when we go down to Willamette Falls to harvest lamprey too. You know, we don't take any more than we need for ceremonies back home, the longhouse, and for subsistence for the people.
Looking ahead, what are the biggest obstacles to lamprey recovery?
The biggest obstacles, I would say, for lamprey recovery is mostly just the lack of knowledge that the community has of lamprey. Recently, you know, we had some kindergartners come in and get to hold lamprey. You're looking at 5-6 year olds holding a prehistoric fish, you know, for the first time. I think that's where it starts for recovery for lamprey, is just educating people and obviously dams. I've been a voice for the lamprey for 16 years now or more. And so the more voices that the lamprey have, I believe that, you know, a better chance for recovery they will have.
And how do you guys say lamprey in your tribal language?
Kasoyas.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.